Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. A couple weeks ago, I preached a sermon on Jeremiah 39, where I called out this phony ministry, Born That Way Ministries, which are supposedly independent fundamental Baptists, but they teach that homos were born that way after all, because it's not that they're homos, it's just that they're eunuchs. They were born eunuchs, and they just accidentally slept with a whole bunch of men, when in reality, they aren't attracted to either men or women. It's just this stupid, ridiculous doctrine that just turns the Bible on its head and turns the definition of a eunuch on its head. And just it's just this homo propaganda of, oh, they are actually born that way, instead of just admitting what Romans 1 teaches, that God gave them over to vile affections through the lust of their own hearts, and that God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, and they're worthy of death and all this. And this website, Born That Way Ministries, it's so soft on homos, it literally says that calling yourself straight is offensive. Because if you say that you're straight, you're implying that they're crooked. Well, you know, I got news for you. The Bible has a lot worse things to say about sodomites than just that they're crooked. The Bible calls them filthy beasts, vile, you know, sons of the devil, everything else. So, you know, this website is so soft on sodomy, it literally says, don't call yourself straight. So Bob Gray, you know, has come out supporting this ministry. Bob Gray Sr. from Longview, Texas. He came out supporting this ministry, and he even has stated, he put on his blog post, I'm not a heterosexual. Okay, because that's what this Born That Way ministry teaches, to not say that you're straight, to not say that you're heterosexual, and to just coddle and treat the sodomites with so much gentleness and compassion and love and bring them into the churches, and they're not the reprobate sodomites. The Bible says they're just a confused eunuch. Okay. Well, you know, I preached against this garbage a few weeks ago in my sermon on Jeremiah 39, and then I also covered it on my sermon against the baby boomer generation, of which Bob Gray Sr. is a part. And so now Bob Gray, instead of repenting, instead of getting right with God, instead of getting away from these sodomites that he's hanging around with, these homos, and promoting this filthy homo propaganda, now he's actually just digging in. And now he's continuing to promote Born That Way Ministries, and he's posting on his Facebook and on his Twitter, you know, Born That Way Ministries attack on me, right? Because they, you know, they want to fight back. Well, you know what? Bring it on. I would love to fight you bunch of phonies and sodomites and fag hags and queer baits. I'll fight you all day long, because I actually care about my children, and I actually care about this country's future, and I don't want my children to grow up in a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know what? Bob Gray Sr. may not love his grandkids, and he doesn't really care if they grow up in a modern day Sodom, but you know what? I do. And you say, well, you're being too hard on him. Look, he already had a chance to repent. He had a chance to change his tune and apologize for teaching this stupid doctrine. And look, nobody can say that this doctrine is biblical. Nobody can open a King James Bible and show me how sodomites are eunuchs. That is a false doctrine. That is a homo propaganda talking point. Homos have been saying that for years, like, oh, well, you know, the eunuch in the Bible, that was somebody who's born gay or, you know, born transgender or whatever. And now Bob Gray Sr. has adopted this sodomite talking point. Well, you know what? He's made himself an enemy of our future, an enemy of America, an enemy of anybody who's for being straight, Bob Gray. I'm straight. And you know what? I'm sick of this faggoty crap coming out of independent fundamental Baptist churches, because if the light that is in us be darkness, how great is that darkness? I mean, we're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be a peculiar people. Of course, Hollywood and TV is going to be pushing the sodomite agenda 24/7, 365. But when independent fundamental Baptists are promoting Born That Way After All, that's the name of the book, folks. Born That Way After All. You know, we need to cry foul. We need to get up and shout from the housetops that this is a lie before our independent fundamental Baptist churches are just completely gone and given over to the sodomites. Look, You need to stand and fight on this issue, Christian, who's watching this video. Don't you roll over and let the sodomites take over our country. We need to take back at least the pulpit in this country and take back the churches in this country and not let these people like Bob Gray and Johnny Nixon ruin our country with their soft on sodomy stance. And they can sugarcoat it any way they want. But when you're saying that homos are born that way and that the biblical eunuch is actually equivalent to people that are out sleeping with other men committing abominations, it's a shame to even speak of what they're doing in secret, the Bible says, these reprobates, these sons of Belial, sons of the devil, then something's wrong. And that is a deal breaker, my friend. We cannot have fellowship with people who are teaching this garbage. And so we need to fight against this mentality, this born that way philosophy, before it destroys our country. If we love our kids, if we love grandkids, we've got to fight this stuff.